Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the head coach for the Newton Boys Cross Country Team, Steve Weeks. And Steve, thanks for spending time with us. The qualifying meet was held this week. Unfortunately, didn't get anyone to advance, but still some pretty good efforts by some of your team members. Talk a little bit about how things went with that qualifying meet.
Yeah, things went pretty well. It is a difficult course to run on. I know in years past, when we run at Pella, typically it's done at a complex that's relatively flat. So we can't, you know, end the season with a bunch of PRs like we normally do. But we did have a couple of personal records broken by four-year senior Lance Abel and also first-year Abel Aldama. So it's kind of nice that they had a few good personal records there. But otherwise, times were pretty good at the end.
Yeah, talk about Lance. He was one of the mainstays of the team for last several years. And, you know, just talk about his work ethic and what he meant to kind of lead the team and be an example of those younger runners.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even from year one, he's our only four-year runner. And you could tell that he was always kind of focused and had that aspiration, had that drive. And to the point where, like, even when he was younger, he would have to deal with injuries because he ran too much. So kind of learning what that middle balance was all these years, he's definitely a lead by example type of person who just sticks with it. And he just shows, not tells. So that's something that is immeasurable to have on the team. That's been fantastic.
What about some of your other seniors you'll be losing?
Well, I'll be losing his twin brother, Levi, as well. I only got him for 2 years, but he'll be missed. First-year seniors, too, Tyler Thompson, Ben Magana, even Graham Clark, who was able to run in a couple of races as he used us as kind of cross-training. So those are the five total seniors that we'll be missing. And it's a bummer because most of the over half of them we just got this year and already have to say goodbye.
Yeah, short time with them, huh?
Yep.
Some of the guys you have coming up, I know Abel Aldama, he did pretty well in his first year.
Yeah, and that's kind of the joy of being a junior. He's already got that maturity. Luckily, he's got mental toughness, but that's the wrestler in him right there. So just this 1 year, and it's like, okay, now you've got a little bit of experience. You now know what's going to happen. Now we know what to get ready for next year sort of thing. So being immediately becoming a senior, it's kind of a, hey, you only have one more go at this. Here's the things we want to do different, set our goals, and just make sure that we're really pushing him. Because I feel like he's a guy that we should be able to get down in the 17s by next year.
Who else do you have coming up that will be being more of a mainstay and the top epsilon of the team next year?
Well, we got a couple of sophomores moving up to juniors, David Wickett and Drew Lamont. Those are some guys who I feel like going from the transition of sophomore year to junior year is kind of where you – are just an underclassman to an upperclassman. You got to start thinking about not only do I need to do well for me, but also like for the team to lead by example and whatnot. So those are a couple of underclassmen guys I really expect to step up into that role on varsity.
You got to be looking to recruit some more runners too between now and next
season?
I'm always recruiting. Right?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of a bummer because we're one of the biggest schools in 3A, and I would argue we always have one of the smallest teams. And you can look at all these schools who are much smaller than us and have double the size that we do. And a lot of times, just getting numbers out, you're more likely to fill out a roster and then improve from there. Just when you have a total of 19, it's just really hard to fill a full roster and get people pushing, especially like on varsity, get a full five scores on that. So yeah, I'm always kind of recruiting, and it's tough too, because it's not just people that you want to fill the roster. It's gotta be a certain type of an athlete, someone who is totally fine with this delayed gratification. Like, it's not an instant, hey, I just showed up, I'm going to do well. That's almost never the case. Like, you have to work, you have to push through it. That's why like Abel Aldama, because he's already worked hard in wrestling, he already had that base built up, and that mental toughness translates well into our type of sport.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I just hit a three-point shot, or, you know, just scored a touchdown or anything.
Tough thing, too, is like every other sport is really interesting as an outsider to watch. Cross country, like, you really got to know what you're looking for. Otherwise, like, the dude's running. Like, what else is there to it?
What are the intricacies of that? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Outside of parents, let's just say we don't get a lot of additional spectators coming out. So that's another tough aspect. You can't sell it because, hey, you get a lot of good, you know, attention or things like that. It's you're doing it for you, you're doing it for the team, and you're doing it for family, and that is about it.
Yeah, and I know you and Rachel Tipton, the head coach of the girls, you know, are working to try and, you know, make cross country more of a, you know, presence known here in Newton.
Oh yeah, Rochelle and I try to find everything we can to bring not only attention to it, but yeah, make it fun. We are literally every other sport's punishment. And we do that like on purpose. So we want to make sure that we travel to places, that we get these good, large race environments. Yes, I know it'd be fun to like dink and dunk all around to small rural areas in Iowa and try to collect trophies by beating, you know, underfilled teams as well. But like there's you don't gain anything from that. So we want to go to these big races. We want to see these big teams. We may not have, you know, too big of a chance of overthrowing some schools, but guess what? We have done it to some schools, and that is really satisfying to do. So it's always trying to find things, whether it's a summer camp at Bridge 23 or traveling to St. Louis. We just try to keep it fresh, keep it light, and also make it interesting for the teams.
Yeah, and then that gives your athletes, you know, something to say, hey, you know, this is kind of cool, and maybe they'll talk to their friends and, you know, get some more bodies out there, and perhaps you could find someone who's actually kind of good at long distance running. So that'd be good.
Oh, yeah. And that's a great thing, too. Like, a lot of kids think to themselves, oh, I'm not a good runner. Like, I don't care if you're a good runner. No one does this like on purpose that often. It's just if you have some athletic ability or you've got that mental can-do attitude. If you have both, that's great. But if you just have one of those things, like, I can work with that. And you'd be shocked real quick. It's like, oh, I'm competing with these runners. Like, yeah, because you are a runner, too. It's just, people tend not to think of themselves that way.
Yeah, definitely. And then you get to enjoy the aspects of being a member of a team and all that stuff, all the benefits.
Oh, absolutely.
That too. So, well, we appreciate all your comments and interviews this year, and look forward to seeing what can transpire next year. Anything you want to add before we let you go?
I mean, any listeners out there ever thought about doing cross country, just give it a chance, look into it, ask the parents why they enjoy it, and they'll say the same thing. It's an environment like, or unlike any other sport, when you see people cheering for not just your team, but like just runners in general, because we understand collectively, this is a hard sport. It takes a special kind of person to do it. And if you feel like you're up for the challenge, you will find a great community, a great environment to be a part of. So always look into it, give it a chance. And I think every time I get an upperclassman, so many first-year seniors, they always say the same thing. I wish I'd done this sooner. I wish I'd done this sooner. So, hey, underclassmen, if you're listening, that's some advice you can listen to the upperclassmen. Give it a try, and you will be pleasantly surprised.
All right, Steve, it's been a pleasure. And you want to get your little signature sign-off in here before we
let absolutely. Things go? Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and go Cards.
That is the head coach of the Newton Boys Cross Country team, Steve Weeks, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.